Welcome to Severna Park Baptist Church and Abundant Life Korean Church.
이제 우리 같이 우리 풍성한 교회와 우리 서버나 파 교회가 같이 이렇게 예배드려서 예배드리게 되었습니다.
Today we're having a special service with both of our churches together. We normally do this once or twice a year, and so we're excited to join with our brothers and sisters in the Lord today.
예, 우리가 1년에 두 번씩 특별히 한 교회 안에서 두 교회가 주님 안에서 하나 되는 그런 모습을 위해서 두 번씩 매해 이렇게 예배 드리는데 오늘 이제 두 번째 이렇게 드리게 됐습니다.
예. And so my name is Pastor Dave Brown and this is Pastor Joseph Yoon.
예, 제 이름은 데이비 브라운이고요. 저는 윤병남 목사입니다. 할렐루야.
Amen. Amen. And today I want to welcome you here to our church. And I want to share some announcements with you for our church, and then Pastor Yoon will share some announcements for his church.
이제 우리 서버나 파 교회 교회 소식하고 제가 또 우리 한국 교회 소식을 여러분들에게 말씀드리겠어요.
Just a couple quick things for Severna Park members today is as we are joining churches today, we will have a special picnic and fellowship lunch together today. And I know many of Severna Park families and folks have brought food as well. And many people from Abundant Life Korean Church has brought food. And actually, I'm told that there's one deacon who's celebrating a wedding and marriage that he's brought lots of crabs, lots of crabs today. And so we want to say thank you, Severna Park. Would we give a huge thank you and applause in honor and celebration of what God has done through that family.
Would you please, Kim Namgu, 우리 자매님, would you please stand up? She is came from the Korea. He is married the last week, so he's prepared. Today is a crab.
Amen. So it's good to have you today. We're gonna have a wonderful celebration meal after our service today, but we're gonna eat spiritually here today and worship today. Excited to do that. A couple quick announcements is that for those who are considering membership at Severna Park Baptist Church, we have a membership orientation, and we do an orientation about every other month, and so it's that time again. And so the next two Sundays, October 21st and 28th, on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., we're having an orientation, and so there's about 5 to 7 folks who are already signed up. You're welcome to continue if you're still interested in joining and becoming a member of Severna Park Baptist Church. You're welcome to sign up and be a part of that. There's a sign up right out here in their welcome center over here. You can sign up for that or just show up 9:30 a.m. Next Sunday. And that's during the Sunday school hour. We're also, there's an insert in your bulletin today about the Fall Festival, and that is on a Wednesday evening, October 31st. And so we have lots of volunteers. We have volunteers assigned for all the stations. Praise the Lord for that. And but we could also continue to use volunteers for more candy. And then secondly, also volunteers to host your trunk with treats. So to bring your car and to give out candy to those folks who come from the community and from children and things on that evening. So again, that's October 31st. There's other announcements that are listed in your bulletin. When we collect the offering time, I do want to make a note and mention that during the offering time, we'll have two members from Severna Park Baptist Church who will have offering plates, and then we'll have two members from Abundant Life Korean Church. And so note the appropriate offering plates for each of our churches during that time. And guest, if you're a guest here today, I've already met a couple different families who are here for the first time for Severna Park. And so welcome. We are glad you're here. You showed up on a very unique day for us. But if you would do us a favor, when the offering plate comes around, we're not asking you to put anything in the offering plate per se, unless that's your decision. But one of the main things we do ask, though, is if you would help us out by filling out the guest card. And you could put that in the offering plate. And so the guest card could be a record of your visit, and we can encourage you and share more with you about who our church is and how we can be of encouragement to you in the days ahead. So thank you for coming today. And any announcements for Abundant Life?
Yes. Okay, good morning, everyone. Let us greet each other. It's good morning. I love you. 우리 같이 우리 서로 인사하겠습니다. 예, 하나 더 하나네.
So stand and greet each other today. Just stand and greet each other today.
에브리바디 세이즈 아이 러브 유. 예. 오케이, 굿 모닝.
아멘.
굿 모닝. 할렐루야.
아멘.
예. I am happy for this joint service because I am too free. 예, 우리 에, 교회 소식 에, 말씀드리겠습니다. 에, 오늘 특별히 우리 김순일 목사님 에, 이렇게 오셔서 말씀 전해 주셨는데 감사하는데 우리 프리스 스탠드업에서 닥터 로버트 김 우리 김미 핸드에서 he's coming to the today's guest speaker. 예. 그다음에 우리 주보 보시면 이번 토요일 날 열린 가정 모임 7시에 무궁화 가정 우리 최윤경 목자님 최벽규 집사님 가정에서 있습니다. 오늘 그리고 총회 우리 선교 주일인데 우리 데이비 브라운 목사님도 말씀드렸지만 오늘 특별히 이 흰 봉투에다가 헌금을 해 주시면 우리가 1년에 한 번 우리 메릴랜드 델라웨어 주총회 선교 주일입니다. 그래서 특별히 이번에 헌금해 주시는 걸 가지고 특별히 우리 메릴랜드 특별히 이번에 그 실버스프링이 타켓입니다. 그래서 실버스프링을 위해서 쓰도록 이렇게 우리가 하는데 여기다가 해주시면 이걸 전부 우리 메릴랜드 우리 주총회에다가 선교 기금으로 보내도록 그렇게 하겠습니다. 그리고 오늘 예배 후에 우리 다 내려가셔서 우리 친교해 주시고요. 특별히 우리 same sex marriage 우리 그 동성 결혼 반대 그 캠페인이 내일 11시부터 3시까지 롯데 앞에서 있겠습니다. 시간 있으신 분들은 같이 참석해 주시고 그다음에 다다음 주에 우리 여성교회 총회가 있습니다. 그다음에 특별히 오늘 환영 정착 사역부에서 이렇게 많이 수고하셨는데 우리 환영 정착수 사역 분들을 위해서 한번 크게 박수 한번 드리십시다. 오케이, please join us after service. So we crab and this Japanese noodle, 우동. So at this time, everybody don't miss this happy time. Okay.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so now I want to invite. Our worship team to come, and we're going to worship the Lord. Actually, before that, I forgot one thing. I'm not going to forget, Miss Becky.
Oh, Becky.
And so we have one more announcement, and it's another way that our churches are partnering together in missions. And so Miss Becky Chambliss is going to come and share a missions opportunity that our church has been a part of and ways also Abundant Life can be a part of as well.
Morning. Today, we begin our emphasis for Operation Christmas Child. And you may ask, particularly you of the Korean congregation, what is Operation Christmas Child?
오늘 시간에 이제 우리 크리스마스 우리 시즌을 위해서 크리스마스의 아이들을 위해서 우리가 특별히 기프트 박스를 마련하는데 우리 한국 교회와 같이 이렇게 조인하기를 원합니다.
I'd like to start by telling you a story, a true story. Take a trip with me back about 15 years and to the country of Romania. There's a young girl, and she's reluctantly getting ready to go to school. She didn't really want to go, and she had begged her mother if she could stay home. Her mother had said, no, you must go to school. Why didn't she want to go to school? Because she had these ratty, torn, worn out, tennis shoes. Her father had tried to mend them, but they were still nearly falling off her feet, and it was winter time, and that's That's all she had to wear. She was so ashamed, and the kids made fun of her when she came to school in these shoes, but they couldn't afford to buy her new ones.
It's okay. It's okay. We are 이미 말씀하셨듯이 크리스마스 박스에 대해 설명하고 있어요. 우리는 지금 50년 뒤에 50년 전에 앞으로 지금 여행을 하겠습니다. 어제 루마니아 한 나라에 어린아이가 하루 있었는데 그 아이가 아침에 일어나서 학교를 가야 되는데 학교를 안 가겠다고 울었어요. 그래서 엄마가 물었어요. 왜 우니? 왜 안 가고 싶니? 그러니까 신발이 너무 낡아서 학교를 갈 수가 없었어요. 그래서 그 엄마가 그걸 아빠가 고치려고 했는데도 고치지가 않고 계속 발에서 떨어져 나갔습니다. 거기까지.
When she got to school that day, her classmates told her there was a man there giving out gifts.
그날 그 아이가 학교를 갔을 때 어떤 한 남자분이 말했어요. 그 선물을 나눠주고 있다고.
She reluctantly went to the door of the room where the man was. The man saw her and motioned her to come in. Then he placed in her hands a shoebox, a gift from Operation Christmas Child.
그 여자아이가 문 밖으로 나갔을 때 어떤 한 남자분이 있었는데 남자분이 그 박스를 주면서 그 선물을 줬을 때 그 안에
was a shoe there? Were shoes inside the box? The shoes were inside the box?
Not yet.
Oh. 선물이 든 박스가 있었어요.
Rather tentatively, she opened the gift. Right on top of the other articles, like toothbrush and a toothpaste, pencils and pens, was a brand new pair of white tennis shoes. You gave it away.
Sorry. 그 박스 안에 이미 여러 가지가 있지만 그 슈즈가 있었어요.
Okay. Amazed, she asked the man who sent her this gift. He told her that someone packed that gift just for her.
놀래서
she asked him.
그 딸 여자아이가 물었어요. 이 신발에 자기를 위해서 신발을 막사를 자기를 위해서 신발을 넣냐고.
But more important than the gifts in the box, he told her about Jesus and his love for her.
놀랍게도 그 남자분은 그 여자아이에게 말했어요. 그 신발에 예수님께서 그 신발을 그 안에 박스에 넣었다고.
That he died for her and how he loved her.
그리고 나서 그 예수님이 그 여자아이를 위해서 십자가에서 죽었다라고 말씀을 해주셨어요.
Lila is a believer now. She lives in the United States and packs Operation Christmas Child boxes with her children.
그 여자 릴라는 yeah. 이제 미국 사람이 되었고 지금 현재 그 박스 크리스마스 그 박스 오퍼레이션을 하고 있는 담당자가 되었습니다.
She knows how important these simple gifts are to hurting, needy, and lost children.
그녀는 이 박스가 얼마나 그 가슴 아프고 가난한 자들에게 얼마나 큰 위로가 되는지 알고 있습니다.
These boxes go to more than 130 countries.
이 박스는 135개 이상의 나라로 다 퍼져나가고 있습니다.
And this year, the organization hopes to send out their 100th million shoebox.
올해는 이 오르가니제이션에서 150만 박스를 내보내기를 원합니다.
Children as well as their parents have come to the Lord because of a simple shoebox gift.
많은 어린아이들과 부모님들이 예수님 앞으로 오고 있습니다. 이 선물의 박스 때문에.
You have the special opportunity and privilege to touch a life.
여러분은 이렇게 작은 선물로 여러 사람들의 마음을 움직일 수 있는 찬스를 가지고 있습니다.
And make a difference in the life of a child.
그 여러 사람들의 삶을 변화시킬 수 있는 능력의 박스를.
It's very simple. You pick up a box today. Inside is a brochure. You choose to pack a gift for a boy or a girl and the appropriate age group that you would like.
아주 심플해요. 박스를 열면 이런 프레셔가 팸플렛이 있는데 여기에 보이를 위한 건지 걸을 위한 건지 그 란이 있어요. 거기다 체크하시면 되겠습니다.
We have the list of times that our church is open to receive boxes. We will have a dedication service on the 18th of November where we would like all the church members to either bring their boxes that day or bring them up here and we'll hold on to them until the 18th for a dedication service.
11월 18일에 이것을 위한 그 헌신 예배가 개최될 텐데요. 그때까지 박스에 선물을 가지고 오시면 한꺼번에 예배를 같이 드리겠습니다.
But let us not forget that the most important thing you can put in your box is prayer.
우리 가장 중요한 이 박스 안에 둘 가장 중요한 것을 우리가 잊으면 안 되겠습니다. 여러분의 기도를.
There's also a prayer guide in here where you can pray for the Operation Christmas Child and its efforts to send the word all over the world.
여기에 이 프레셔가 여러분이 기도할 것과 여러 곳에 이 협회에 선물할 여러 가지 인포메이션이 있습니다.
I thought I would show you some of the sample things that you could put in your box.
여기 여러 가지 샘플이 있습니다. 여러분이 이 박스에 넣을 수 있는 아이럼에 대한.
They can be simple hygiene items like a toothbrush, toothpaste, a brush, a bar of soap. But don't forget to put in toys. They love stuffed animals, any age, I'm told, any age. Even the older children at 14 love to get a stuffed animal.
And this is 생활 필수품의 비누와 이런 여러 가지 보여준 것들이 있지만 한 가지 장난감도 잊으시면 안 되겠습니다. 나이가 어리건 많건 간에.
School supplies are important too. Pencils, pens, erasers, sharpeners, crayons. Please put some of these in your box.
학용품도 잊지 말고 넣어주시기 바랍니다.
But don't forget a toy too. You can find small toys to go in here, a small puzzle, something that will just bring a smile to their face. Not that all of these won't, but particularly a toy. These children sometimes have never received a gift.
여러 가지가 좋지만 또 가장 중요한 것은 작은 장난감일지라도 이 박스에 넣어주시면 감사하겠습니다. 여러 가지 외에도 이 어린 아이들은 장난감을 무척 인조하기 때문입니다.
So let's just fill this church with boxes. That's my prayer for this year. We packed about 284 last year. Let's make it 500. We can do that. If you pack, thank you.
Thank you.
감사합니다.
At this time, I'm going to ask our worship team to come and lead us in worship unto the Lord.
우리 다 일어나시고 우리 우리 워십팀 올라오시겠습니다. 우리
Thank you.
ushers are going to come forward and collect an offering.
우리 헌금위원 앞으로 나와 주시기 바랍니다.
And remember for each of our churches to the appropriate offering plates. And also you, as you have noticed and we've made mention before is that you may also designate a portion of offerings of above your tithe to go towards our state missions, which goes to example things like church plants, like Abundant Life has been. Abundant Life has been 4 years? Abundant Life Baptist Church has is a church plant of over 4 years, and so the Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware partners together to do these sorts of things. And so we're part of planting churches all throughout Maryland, Delaware, and so you may choose to give a portion of your offerings towards BCMD as well. You can just note BCMD State Missions on that, and we can partner for that together. So the Abundant Life is going to come and lead in worship, and then we're going to collect offering as well.
우리 말씀드렸지만 신봉투에다가 주신 오늘 특별 우리 선교 헌금은 우리가 우리 스테이트 미션 헌금으로 그렇게 보내도록 그렇게 하겠습니다. 감사합니다. 우리 시간에 우리 찬양하면서 우리 헌금하도록 그렇게 하겠습니다.
Father God, today we stand here, God, people who are blessed much more than we deserve. And we just want to say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for, God, all that you are. And God, as we have given back to you these tithes and offerings, as we bring you our worship today, we, God, ask, God, that it will be pleasing in your sight. We know, God, that you do not accept our worship based on our own merit, but you accept our worship, God, based on the merit of Jesus Christ. And so it's him that we look to today. It's him that we want to lift up today. God, as two churches coming together, God, may he be front and center of everything that we do. Thank you, God, that there's two churches, but there's one God, there's one Lord, one baptism, one faith, and there's one mission for us to accomplish, God. Today, may you inspire and give us faith and encourage us, God, to be urgent about things of eternity. And give us this reminder, God, of going unto all the world, God, to preach the gospel unto all nations. Thank you, Father, for this day and for this opportunity.
생명 되신 예수님, 은혜와 사랑을 감사합니다. 오늘 특별히 한 날을 주셔서 하나님 우리 두 교회가 주님 안에서 하나 되게 하여 주셔서 하나님의 영광을 위하여 아버지 예배케 하여 주시니 고맙고 감사합니다. 이제 주님 안에서 하나 됐사오니 주여 하나님을 향한 아버지 비전으로 하나 되어 함께 달려갈 수 있는 저희들 되게 하여 주시옵소서. 이 시간은 주 안에서 하나 되게 하여 주시니 주여 영광 받아 주옵소서. 오늘도 귀한 아름다운 성도들이 귀한 은혜로 귀한 예물 주님 앞에 드렸사오니 우리 하나님 하늘 문 열어주시고 축복하여 주시옵소서. 하나님 주님 오시는 그날까지 우리의 사역의 비전이 열정을 뜨거운 열정이 있게 하여 주셔서 아버지 식지 않게 하시고 끝까지 달려갈 수 있도록 은혜 내려 주옵소서. 할렐루야. 오늘도 주님 앞에 영광이 되게 하시니 감사합니다. 주여 영광 받아 주옵소서. 감사하며 예수님의 이름으로 기도드리옵나이다. 아멘.
아멘. 아멘. 아멘. Let's worship today.
이 시간 다 함께 기쁨으로 하나님을 함께 찬양하시겠습니다.
주의 이름 높이며 하늘 영광 돌리고 이 땅 생명 생명 주께 힘내 능력 주께 힘내 소망 주께 힘내 주와 생명 나의 생명 나의 주 찬양하니 힘을 나의 주 찬양하니 내
Park Baptist Worship Team, you can come, and we're going to read from the scriptures today from two psalms, Psalm 133 and Psalm 134. Psalm 133. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
우리 시편 133편 제가 봉독해드리겠습니다. 형제가 연합하여 동거함이 어찌 그리 선하고 아름다운고 머리에 있는 보배로운 기름이 순념 곧 아론의 수염에 흘러서 그 옷깃까지 내림같고 헐몬의 이슬이 시온의 산들에게 내림같도다. 거기서 여호와께서 복을 명하셨나니 고 영생이로다. 아멘.
Amen. And then Psalm 134. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
밤에 여호와의 집에 섰는 여호와의 모든 종들아 여호와를 송축하라 성소를 향하여 너희 손을 들고 여호와를 송축하라 천지를 지으신 여호와께서 시온에서 내게 복을 주실지어다 아멘.
아멘. 아멘. Today we bless the Lord and lift up hands in his praise.
Let's stand again and worship him.
We bow down and worship him now.
today, as Pastor Yoon said, that we're free, meaning that he or I are not preaching to our congregations, but we have the joy and the honor of hearing and listening to Dr. Robert Kim.
목사님 오셔서 은혜 말씀 주시겠습니다.
And Robert, I've come to know him a little bit and have had a handful of conversations with him, and he's a good man, and he loves the Lord, and he works for the and serves Baptist Convention of Maryland, Delaware, in planting and encouraging and equipping Asian churches.
우리 김순일 목사님은 우리가 잘 아는 것처럼 정말 좋으신 분이시고 또 우리 BCMD 주총회에서 처치 프레드 교회를 개척하시고 교회를 성장시키는 걸 연구하시고 또 모든 것을 이렇게 준비해 주시는 그런 사역을 하시는 우리 BCMD 미셔너리입니다.
And they helped me pick out food at a Korean restaurant a couple weeks ago.
특별히 지난주에 우리 셋이 같이 신촌에 가서 김치찌개를 먹었다는 거 아닙니까?
So today he's going to be preaching from Matthew 26, 38, and 39. The scripture says, "Then he said to them, 'My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me.' And going a little farther, he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, 'My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.'"
오늘 은혜 받으신 하나님 말씀 마태복음 26장 우리 30절도 39절 이에 말씀하시되 내 마음이 심히 고민하여 죽게 되었으니 너희는 여기 머물러 나와 함께 있으라 하시고 조금 나가서 얼굴을 땅에 대시고 엎드려 기도하여 가라사대 내 아버지여 만일 할시만 하거든 이 잔을 내게서 저 나가게 하옵소서 그러나 나의 원대로 마옵시고 아버지의 원대로 하옵소서 하시고
아멘. 아멘. We're open to hearing from you. Please welcome Dr. Robert Kim.
우리 박수 한번
How good and pleasant it is when two brothers from Savannah Park Baptist and Korean Abundant live together and worship together in unity this morning. I'd like to express my emotion from my deepest heart to reflect that, you American congregations devoted sending our home country 1950s, a lot of Christmas box that I saw this morning. Well, when I was a elementary school student, I remember that a lot of good stationery, pencils, crayons, and the toys came to our classrooms from the United States. That gift touched a lot Korean people to come to the Lord. So we have to participate in that program to make difference the people all around the world. This is very memorable, a powerful ministry we have to endeavor today. Got it? And I cannot help expressing my gratitude to you, Savannah Park Baptist Association congregation. Well, when Korean War broke out in 1950, well, the communist forces from North to South Korea, they poured out to South Korea with taking all land of South Korea. At that time, the troops all over the world, led by you guys, United States troops, came down to Korea to defend South Korea from North Korea. So we all Korean people are grateful to you guys, particularly when we pass the driving the road, we see sometimes Korean War Veteran Associations across the world, across the nation, erected some kind of memorial the map of the world, and well, Korean Peninsula's map erected to give memory all United States residents to see that thousands of hundreds thousands young American men and women were sacrificed for Korean people in South Korea. All the time, we give our thanks to you, and you have to just know that. And in particular, this area, Korean Abundant Church has been supported by you. So we thank you for your letting them use the sanctuary and sharing same vision, they say. And we have to all the time remember your standing behind the Thank You You Church. Amen. Well, this morning I would like to share from the Bible that two pastors read. Then well, technically this morning we have two congregations, so I need to share the gospel with Korean congregation first in Korean language. 10 minutes, no longer than. And respectively, and I'll share 10 minutes. You guys, SPBC, 10 minutes in English. Got it? So you have to be patient while other language is spoken, okay? All right. Yesu님께서 기도하시기를 아버지 가능하시면 이 잔을 저에게서 피하게 주시옵소서. 예, 그러나 내 뜻대로 마시고 아버지 뜻대로 하시옵소서 하시고는 나가서서 십자가에 달려 죽으셨습니다. 구약 성경을 읽어보면 너무 구약이 방대하고 커서 잘 이해가 안 돼요. 그래서 제가 구약을 연구한 내 친구에게 구약 성경이 그렇게 여러 가지 얘기가 많고 그런데 그 요약이 뭐냐 이렇게 물었더니 딱 한마디로 말하더라고요. 이 세상 인류의 모든 죄 문제는 인간이 어찌 할 수 없고 오직 예수님께서만 해결하실 수 있다라는 내용입니다. 그렇게 말씀하더라고요. 그럼 그 말이 어디랑 연결되는가 했더니 오늘 읽은 마태복음 26장 39절 말씀과 직접 연결이 됩니다. 예수님께서 말씀하시기를 내가 이 잔을 마셔야 되겠다. 아까 저기 그 성경에 보면 참 그 이모셔널한 데가 많아요. 예수님 말씀하시기를 내가 고민하고 고통하여 죽게 되었다. 죽을 지경이다. 그러면서도 이 잔을 내가 마셔야 되겠다 하시면서 십자가에 나가셔서 그 잔을 마시고 돌아가셔서 부활하셨습니다. 구약 성경에는 예수 하나님께서 많은 율법을 이스라엘 백성들과 또 많은 우리 후대 올 크리스천들에게 주셨는데 그 율법을 지키지 못하면 저주가 있으리라고 말씀했어요. 신명기 6장에 보면 너희가 내 말씀을 지키면 축복을 받고 너희가 내 말씀을 지키지 않으면 저주를 받으리라 그랬는데 사도 바울은 말하길 이 세상에 한 사람도 율법을 지킨 인간이 없다라고 말씀하고 있습니다. 그러면 우리 모두는 다 저주 아래 있는 불쌍한 사람들이었습니다. 그러나 하나님께서 계획을 가지시고 그 아들 예수 그리스도를 이 땅에 보내셔서 그 아들 예수 그리스도는 하나님이시자 사람이셔서 하나님이시기 때문에 죄를 지을 수가 없는 분이시고 그러나 사람의 이 육체를 쓰신 사람과 하나님이신 이 예수님은 완벽한 인간이시오 모든 하나님의 율법을 지키신 분이시기 때문에 그가 우리를 위하여 죽으셨을 때 그를 믿고 의지하는 자들에게는 지금까지 한 번도 죄를 지어보지 않은 그런 혜택을 하나님께서 예수님을 통하여 우리에게 계획을 해 주셨다라는 사실입니다. 잔, 내가 이 잔을 내가 이 잔을 마시기가 너무 힘듭니다. 내가 이 잔을 마실 너무 그런 처절한 상황에서 어쩔 수 어쩔 줄 모르고 방황하고 있을 그때, 그러나 하나님께서는 그에게 잔을 허락하시사 그 잔을 마심으로 말미암아 우리가 모두 죄로부터 죄를 다 등지고 이제는 모든 율법을 지킨 사람들과 똑같은 대우를 받게 되는 것입니다. 그 잔은 무슨 잔인가 하면 하나님께서 율법을 지키지 못한 사람들에게 내리시는 파멸과 죽음과 멸망의 쓴 잔이었습니다. 그 잔은 하나님께서 온 인류를 위하여 준비해 놓으신 진노의 잔이었습니다. 이 잔은 우리가 마셔야 되고 이 잔을 마심으로 말미암아 우리는 지옥의 영영한 형벌에 들어갈 수밖에 없는데, 예수님이 그 잔을 마심으로 말미암아, 내가 마실 그 잔을 예수님이 마심으로 말미암아, 그리고 그가 부활하심으로 말미암아 우리가 예수 그리스도의 접붙임을 그 예수님과 관계를 맺기만 하면 하나님께서는 우리를 죄 없는 자로 우리를 칭의해 주시고, 우린 사실 죄인인데 용서함을 받은 죄인으로 하나님의 권속으로 인정하여 주신 것을 바라볼 때 이 얼마나 큰 은혜가 아니겠습니까? 우리가 이런 것을 생각하고 곰곰이 묵상하고 잠자리에 들어서도 이것을 묵상하며 잠이 들고 아침에 일어나서 이런 것을 생각할 때 하나님께 찬양 감격을 가진 사람들에게는 플랜 A가 있다는 겁니다. 하나님이 우리에게 주신 계획이 있어요. 여러분이 이날 오늘 이 자리에 이 시기에 사시는 것은 하나님의 플랜입니다. 교회는 많은 일이 있습니다. 이 건물을 져야죠. 또는 건물을 안락하게 해야죠. 운동장을 닦아야죠. 여러 가지 교회 일들이 있는데 이것은 다 좋은 일들입니다. 나쁜 일이 아니에요. 그러나 많은 크리스천들이 이 좋은 일을 하다가 정말 해야 할 베스팅을 다 놓치고 만다는 겁니다. 그 베스팅이 무엇인가? 아까 얘기한 크리스마스 박스를 만들어서 고아와 과부들에게 이 지역과 전 세계로 보낼 뿐만 아니라 교회를 개척하여 그 교회를 개척하여 복음이 전 세계에 전파되는 것이 베스트띵인데, 많은 교인들이 그 띵만 하다가 베스트띵을 놓쳐버리고 많은 사람들이 헐벗고, 우리 한국에도 50년 전 60년 전 아까 얘기했습니다만 크리스마스 선물이 국민학교에 오고 모든 교회 왔을 때 그런 것이 없었더라면 오늘날 한국 교회가 이렇게 큰 활발한 전도 활동을 하지 못했었을 겁니다. 그러나 우리 미국 형제들이 그런 것에 동참했기 때문에 한국이 오늘날 이러한 크리스천의 강국, 크리스천의 강국이 한국을 경제적 오늘날 강국으로 만든 것을 믿으시길 바랍니다. 그러므로 우리가 당당하게 이 나라와 같이 살고 있는 것을 보면 우리는 하나님 예수님의 그 마신 쓴 잔에 그것을 늘 감격하며 좋은 일보다 더 베스팅을 교회에서 찾아서 형제와 고아와 과부를 돌보며 또 믿지 않는 지역에 가며 복음을 전하기 위해 교회를 개척하는 일에 전심을 다해야 할 것을 힘주어 말씀드리는 것입니다. Now it's your turn. SPBC. SPBC. 4 pages of manuscript. I just read it over and over again, but I don't know how well I expressed what I have just prepared for you. But I'll try my best. I learned English in Korea from the teachers from the United States of America. I was, when I was in Korea, Presbyterian. Then in Daejeon, Korea, we had a very good school founded by Southern Presbyterian Mission Association. Not Southern Baptist. But I went to that school. They trained me a lot, very well. My faith and academic areas. and also speaking, understanding English like this. So I also indebted to missionaries from the United States of America, 1959 or early 60s. Well, sometimes when we read the Bible, we may be puzzled about what the Bible really talks about. Particularly reading the Old Testament, we have more chances to misunderstand the major flaw of what the entire Old Testament means. So I asked one of my friends who has a PhD degree in Old Testament studies to summarize what's the gist of Old Testament. Please summarize that in one sentence. His answer to me has been very, very helpful for me to grasp what the Bible generally means. He summarized Old Testament like this. Even though there are a lot of different kinds of genres of literature, such as stories of creation, Israelite history, and prophetic messages, and God's rule, and over, but it can be, he said, it can be summed up in one sentence. The solution of a whole human being's sinfulness cannot be resolved by any other human being's means, but by only Jesus Christ, who would come in the years to come. In the Old Testament, God gave his chosen people, Israel, a lot of commands to obey in order for them to have God's blessing. Unfortunately, human beings cannot do any of God's commands all by themselves to satisfy God's expectation. So all people, including Israelites, fell under his judgment. In fact, not only Israelites, but also all other human beings are not able to keep them. That's why the Apostle Paul says in the Romans, there is no one righteous, not even one. There's not one who understands, no one seeks God. God is loving, gracious, merciful, but on the other hand, we have to remember that he's so holy and just. He is also a God of wrath, anger, judgment, and the jealousy in the midst of their disobedience. He cannot stand his people's unfaithfulness in breaching what he wants us to be and what he wants us to do. Consequently, human beings on earth have become entirely hopeless and helpless in their lives. So God's plan was to send his son to the earth to in order rescue us from this miserable situation and to allow us to become of all what we want to be. In light of Jesus' action for our salvation, we should realize that God's plan is to save us from disobedience to his laws. Now, let's go back to the point that we read this morning. Let us explore what Jesus says in Matthew 26:39. He says, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but your will." I pointed through my emotional content to my congregation when we read the previous phrase, 38. Jesus said, "Oh, I am so overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of the death. To the point of the death, I am overwhelmed with trouble, with sorrow." How painful did he feel at this moment? we see Jesus seriously wrestling and feeling frustrated before taking this cup. What is this cup a reference to? Is this a reference to the wooden cross, including the suffering of a physical pain and the psychological depress on the cross from Roman soldiers? No, this is not it. But here the Lord Jesus said, meant a cup of the wrath from God, his Father. The Lord has stored up the blessing for us when we observe his commands. And we likewise have to remember that he has stored up a curse for us when we fail observe them. Unfortunately, our Father has accumulated these curses like the wrath, anger, judgment, and he's ready to pour them out on all human beings. Since no one has been able to observe the Lord's, this punishment from the Lord can be summed up as a cup of this his wrath. Jesus was struggling and hesitating with himself, eventually drinking a full cup of the God's holy wrath for our sake. Having down the last drop, he turned the cup over and cried out, "It is finished. It's done. It's accomplished. This is the gospel." We were doomed to drink this cup, resulting in darkness of eternal destruction and death because we cannot fulfill what God has expected us to do. Thankfully, our Lord Jesus endured on the cross the wrath of God that should have been placed upon each one of us. If and when we are connected to Jesus through our belief in Jesus, his sacrificial death on the cross comes into our life without our doing anything to earn God's grace. The effect of his volunteering, taking the cup of wrath for the mankind, is our salvation. When we are connected with the Lord Jesus, our God graciously regards us as righteous and holy and just, as if we had never committed as offenses against him. Once again, the Lord justifies us. We are not sinners, even though we are really sinners. We become forgiven sinners. That means our God treats us as members of his household on the ground that his son undertook the penalty of his God, of his Father, suffering the cup of God's wrath. What a grace of God it is. What a friend I have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what pace we often forfeit. Whoa, what infinite things we fear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What a grace, what a friend we have in Jesus. This statement reminds me of Jeremiah's word. Because of the Lord's grace, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. You know, this is new. Every morning, great is your faithfulness. Have you ever been connected with the Lord Jesus wholeheartedly? every time we think through to meditate on what God, Jesus, what Jesus has been done for us on the cross and through his resurrection from death, we cannot help giving our thanks, abandoning ourselves for him, denying our selfish wants for him, and committing our life to him with all our praises all the time. So we should remember that what David confessed to God in thanksgiving, how can I repay for his goodness for me? When we are captivated by this God's grace and unfailing love, we are voluntarily offering spiritual sacrifices to him for his pleasure. So Paul said, the Christ love compels us for doing this, for doing that, for him. Are overwhelmed by the expression God's grace through Jesus' sacrificial undertaking God's wrath for us, we should be motivated to surrender our lives to God with thanksgiving like David and with devotion like Paul. Doing so, we will find ourselves being changed and being molded and transformed by the grace of God into new lifestyle. Consequently, our lifestyle winds up being lined up with what God wants us to be and wants us to do at the rest of our lives. There are a lot of good things in our churches for us to do. For instance, there is a maintenance of the beautiful worship center in good shape, or expansion of our facilities, or gardening our church campus. Those are not bad. But sometimes, however, doing these many good things in our churches keeps us from thinking and doing what the best thing for us to do the Lord. So we should be careful to discern what are merely good things in our churches and what are best things for us to do for God. The major purposes of this church are to make our God's glory known to the people around the world, to take gospel to the people around the church across the world. And as we had heard from her that care for orphans and widows in our area and also all other areas of the world, planting new churches where churches are needed locally and globally is another way to spread his word. In fact, this is one of the best things all churches can do. The fact that we live on earth at this particular time, particular place, is God's plan. We didn't exist here by accident, but according to his purpose and plan. So we don't have time to waste in doing unnecessary things or even good things, which keeps us from doing bad things for the Lord. We can't allow ourselves to be distracted by the substitute agenda and or plan B. If we feel compelled by God's grace and Jesus' unfailing love, let us focus our lives on being transformed first and doing what God really wants, his plan one. Are you with me? Yes. Praise the Lord. This is a strong word that Lord God gives us this morning and blessing. Let us bow our heads. Dear Lord, we are now in front of your presence now. We are now in your presence with Holy Spirit. So the Lord has spoken each one of us. So repent ourselves, and we have to make priority what to do, what not to do in our churches, in our homes, Lord. Please bless all congregations here to be blessed with your word and applying this word into their practice, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I invite you to stand and worship with us. Sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace.
Abundant Life Korean Church. Thank you, Brother Robert, for sharing God's word with us. And thank you for just a wonderful time that we can dwell together in unity, and we want to continue to do that as well as we fellowship and eat together this afternoon. So this afternoon, when you go out and you sit down, sit with somebody that you don't always sit with. Sit with somebody new, okay? Mm-hmm. And get to know somebody. Get to know somebody from Abundant Life Korean Church. Get to know somebody from our church, okay? And we're going to pray and just ask God to burn this word in our hearts that we would be grateful that God has given us his plan A. He has given us his very best. And then we want to give him in return in gratitude and honor and glorify his name our best as well. And so let's pray to that end and ask God's blessing over our food and fellowship this afternoon.
오늘 특별히 이렇게 오셔서 말씀 전한 우리 김순일 목사님에게 너무너무 감사하고 우리 예배 끝난 다음에 서로 모르는 사람들이지만 서로 가까이 앉아서 좋은 교제가 있기를 바랍니다. 그리고 특별히 오늘 목사님께서 말씀해 주신 우리 믿는 자들이 할 일이 무엇인지를 이렇게 한번 깨닫게 해 주신 것에 대해서 너무너무 감사하고 우리 같이 한번 기도하겠습니다.
Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so thankful, God, for your abundant grace, your amazing grace, God, that you have lavished on us, your children. And so, God, in return, God, we, God, ask that you would open our eyes, open our hearts to people who need Jesus Christ, God, that you would help us, God, to take advantage of the opportunities to share your gospel and of your love, God, with others, God. We ask that you would do that here, but God, we also, God, that you would ask that you would put it on our hearts, God, to see the nations as you see them. God, to see that all peoples have been created equally in your image, God, and are worthy of hearing the message of the gospel for them to be able to respond to in their own language. And so, God, help us, Lord, to be a missions-oriented people, God, to not to choose just, Lord, what is good, but, God, to choose what is best, God. And that is making the gospel front and center of everything that we do, and, God, advancing that gospel and advancing your kingdom, God, may we be that type of church, and may we continue to partner with churches like Abundant Life, God, to bring you glory in your kingdom. We pray this in Christ's name.
Amen. 좋으신 우리 하나님 은혜와 사랑을 감사합니다. 오늘 특별히 하나님 두 교회가 주님 안에서 함께 주님 앞에 영광스러운 예배를 돌리게 하시고 우리 하나님 두 교회가 하나님 안에서 한 비전을 가지고 달려가게 하여 주시니 고맙고 감사합니다. 이제 하나님 계속적으로 이런 일들을 통하여 주님 앞에 더 힘을 얻게 하시고 주님을 향하여 달려갈 수 있는 저희들 되게 하여 주시니 고맙고 감사합니다. 하나님이여 영광받아 주옵소서. 하나님이여 은혜 내려 주옵소서. 하늘의 문을 열으시고 축복하여 주시옵소서. 지금은 우리 주 예수 그리스도의 무한하신 은혜와 하나님의 그 넓고도 극진하신 사랑과 성령님의 감화 감동 충만하시고 교통하시고 인도하심이 두 교회가 하나님 안에서 하나님 같은 비전을 가지고 함께 달려가게 하신 우리 주님의 이름으로 성부와 성자와 성령의 이름으로 간절히 축원하옵나이다. 아멘.
아멘. 아멘. 아멘. Let's eat.